praised the Lord.
God gave us a theme for the month. And the theme is glory for shame. We have read several scriptures looking at our anchor scripture for the month, Proverbs 3:35. What does it say? Proverbs 3:35, our anchor scripture for the month, says what? The righteous shall inherit glory, but what? Shame shall be the promotion, the portion, the lot of fools. Thank God we are counted among the wise. And I declare, shame shall never have anything to do with us in life and destiny in the name of Jesus. This morning, under that same theme, Friday when we are here for the communion service, we look at the difference between the anointing and what? Glory. We are able to dissect the word of God. I told her that the two of them are essential, very, very important when it comes to the things of God. But one supersedes the other. One is preferable to the other. One is more superior to the other. And that has to do with what? Glory. Praise the Lord. This morning, in all the three services of today, we are going to look at Shekinah glory. That shall be the topic for all the three services, beginning from this first service this morning. Shekinah glory. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Exodus 13, 21 and 22. There are several scriptures to be read, but we'll start from there. Exodus 13. We'll look at 21 and 24 of Exodus 13. I read. Please, you can look at the screen. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. 22. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. I pray for us that the presence of God shall never depart from us in the mighty name of Jesus. When you look at the word Shekinah, it's an Hebrew word, which means dwelling place of God. Shekinah means dwelling place of God, or place where God rests, where God settles. Dwelling place of God, the Hebrew meaning of the word Shekinah means the dwelling place of God, or where God rests or settles. It refers to the dwelling or settling presence of God among his people. The settling place of God among his people. And his people has to do with you and I. The settling place of God, the dwelling place of God, the resident place of God among us, in other words. Praise the Lord. That is why the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 being said, as he is in heaven, so we are all here on earth. And also the book of Acts of the Apostles said, in him we live, in him we move, and in him we do what? We have our being. Because God is resident in us. God is settled in us. I'm coming from the angle of the Old Testament before we move over as how it concerns us what Shekinah glory is of today. Praise the Lord. It means, Shekinah also means to abide, dwell, or settle. It means to reside. God's ultimate will, God's ultimate plan, and God's ultimate desire is to always dwell among his people. Look up. In the book of Matthew and the book of Mark, when he was talking about sending out forth, every one of us have been commissioned to go forth to preach the gospel, healing the sick. Anyone sick that we come across or that come across us, we should heal them by laying on of our hands on them. Because, he said, because I am with you always. That talks about Shekinah glory. I am with you always. The consciousness of this word of God concerning us, I am with you always. It's the same with I am with you forever. When the going is very smooth, when the going is very rough, circumstances surrounding us notwithstanding, the word of God is ever true. He never lies nor deceives. He said in his word, have I said, and will I not also accomplish that which I have spoken, which I have said? I am with thee. I go before thee. I go behind you. I am all around you. In fact, I am in you, with you, by you, and around you. And that is a word of confidence we have received. Word of assurance. Word of certainty from the Almighty God who speaks. And every word of his stands. No man can question him. Whatever thing he decides to do, whatever thing he vows to do, no man can hinder him or prevent him. So it has always been his ultimate goal to be with his people, to dwell in their midst as a family, individual, collectively, as a church, including the works of our hand. Whatever we do as our means of livelihood, in all of our life endeavors, say, I am there. That's why when we consciously involve God in the activities of our lives, in our day-to-day living, it is impossible for us to fail. Praise the Lord. Putting him ahead of us. Allow him go. He is the Almighty. There's no force, there's no authority, there's no kingdom, there's no man that can resist him. So Shekinah glory talks about God being resident in the midst of his people, or in the life, or in the life of any man, any woman, any group of persons that fears him or recognizes him. I know this morning, as we begin to dig into scriptures, the presence of God shall be eminent and obvious from today in all you lay your hand to do. In your life, in your health, in your finance, in your marriage, in your family, in your career, in your business, in your academic activities. I declare the obvious presence of God, manifested presence of God, shall be obvious and evident in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, from where we read, he said he moved with Shekinah glory, was that pillar of cloud that moved before the Israelites during their exodus. By day, he was ahead of them, leading them. One of the scriptures we read in the course of the deliverance week is Isaiah 48 verse 21, isn't it? Can you remember? And what does he say? He said, and when I leaded them, they lacked what? Nothing. When I leaded them, when they allowed me, I led them, they lacked nothing. That word is still functional today. It's still operational today. And I told us, any man sent with nothing by God lacks nothing. Anyone walking with God has given up all for the glorification of his name will never lack anything good. Because he told us in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2, God has given unto us all that pertains to life and what? Godliness. So, when we are conscious about him in us, we don't have any reason to fear. We don't have any reason to murmur. We don't have any reason to complain. We don't have any reason to be shaken. We don't have any reason to be troubled, because he in us, he in you, and he in me is an assurance that all is well. No matter how it is today, certainly, surely, there shall be a turnaround. So God proved to his people that asking them to leave the land of Egypt to the promised land, which is land of Canaan, the land that flows with milk and honey. He said, I will go before you, making every crooked path straight. We read in Exodus chapter 33, where Moses make demand. Say, God, how will I know that you're with us? We want to see your grace ahead. God, say, my grace is with you. He said, not only your grace, so that we'll be able to arrive at our destination. We need your glory. God said, I will be gracious unto whom I choose to be gracious unto. Amen and brethren, we count it all joy this morning that God has decided to be gracious unto us, decided to be compassionate unto us, and that's why we are alive in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. There are different proofs in the Old Testament of the presence of God with his people. Different proof of that. We look at how the Red Sea opened before the children. Nothing to be afraid of. Because his ever abiding presence covers us, shields us, protects us. He's our fortress. He's our shield, our buckler, our stronghold. He's our refuge. The Bible says in Proverbs, the righteous runs into him and what? And is safe. Because he's a strong tower. The unchallengeable one, the unstoppable one, the unquestionable God. Whenever he decides to do a thing, nobody can say why and what does that. I declare this day, if you have not been experiencing him, from this day, the ever presence of God is with you, with your family, with your going out, with your coming in. Therefore, no evil shall ever befall thee. In the name of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because the word of God is yea and amen. In verse 23 of Numbers 23, verse 19 of Numbers 23. He said, I am the Lord. Have I said? And will I not perform that which I have said? I'm not a man that will say a thing and repent. Maybe condition. Persuade, compel that man to change from what he initially said. But whatever thing I said, I stand by my word. And from this day, I declare the presence of God is round about you, has compassed you about. No evil. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No spears cast against you shall stand. No arrow shot against you shall stand. Everyone trying to promote evil in your life, shame in your life. This morning, by the authority of heaven, it has backfired in the name of Jesus. Backfired in the name of Jesus. And if there is any area of your life, as you read in Isaiah 61 verse 7, he said, for thy shame, I shall give you double. And I declare, whatever seems as if you have lost out, wherever it seems as if you have failed, you have been defeated, there is a God called the God of restoration. He said, I will restore you all the years that Bama worm, canker worm, locust, and caterpillar have eaten. And my people shall eat in plenty and shall not be ashamed and shall be satisfied. I declare that your portion this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, shout aloud, amen. Please be seated. God bless you. Evidences of glory, the people of God. The rest, we know of that in Exodus chapter 14. Exodus 14, reading verse 13 to 16. Exodus 14, please, you can look at the screen also. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. When is that day? Today. God shall manifest himself, show up in your life, in any area of your life, you are in need of him today in the name of Jesus. For the Egyptians, which connote the problems, the challenges, the storms, the siege, whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again no more. For what? For a while? For a season? For a periodic of time? For what? Forever. The Egyptian whom ye have seen today, you shall see them again forever. God was specific. You shall see them again forever. Not just you will not see them again, but forever. 14. The Lord shall do what? Fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. 15. And the Lord said unto
unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go.
Today, nothing is permitted to stagnate you in life.
In the name of Jesus,
tell them to do what? Go forward. Don't stop. Why? No more barrier on your way. No more limitation. No more retardation. Because I am ahead of you. All barriers and embargoes are being what? Lifted and give way.
16. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch thou out thy hand over the what?
Over the, that in other words, over the problem.
And divide it. And the children of Israel shall go out, go up on dry ground through the mist of the what? Of the sea. Lift up your hand over the what? Sea.
That's it, lifting up your hand. You're lifting your hand over whatever problem, whatever that have given you sleepless nights. Whatever, even if you are laughing, as soon as he remembers it, it seems as if something had just suddenly seized your joy. He said, lift your hand over it. Lift your hand over it. That means be lifted above that problem. Until you see yourself being lifted above every challenge before you, it will be difficult for that challenge to be handled. Lift your hand over the sea. Say, stretch forth your hand over the sea. With a rod, magnified, symbolizes Jesus. Tell the people, don't stop. Their problem was the sea, the Red Sea. We said, stretch your hand over. Lift up your hand. We declare this morning, every barrier before us, anything holding the manifestation of your joy, holding the manifestation of your miracle and your testimony, we command them, give way in the name of Jesus. 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 We command spirit of fear, go in Jesus' name. Be gone in Jesus' name. The Egyptian you saw before coming, that problem before you came to church this morning, as you're in the presence of God have dissolved it. The presence of God have defeated it. It is no more where to be found in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the glory of God is in charge. No power can withstand. Remember, one of the differences I told us, I said that the anointing does what? Destroys yokes, isn't it? But glory what? Prevents yokes. Prevents problems. Glory prevents demonic attack. Glory when you're living in glory, it prevents sicknesses and diseases. Stagnancy. Retardation, struggling, toiling, suffering. And because in a special way, that glory, which is the mighty presence of God in our midst this morning, I declare no challenge of life is permitted around you again in Jesus' name. He opened the sea before the form where we read. The children of Israel at the time became afraid when they turned and they were hearing the chantings of their enemies. They couldn't turn back because while they were leaving, they were not permitted to leave with weapons. They were just going on their own, only with the spoils, silver and gold that the Egyptians gave to them. So they weren't prepared for any war. And before them was the Red Sea. Beside them, their right hand side and left hand side were high mountains. So it seems, in fact, they got stuck at that point. They got stuck at that point and started murmuring, started complaining. They couldn't remember what happened, what God did in the land of Egypt, how all the firstborns were slain. They forgot it. That is the life, kind of life that many of us live today. God will do something. You're grateful to God. You're very happy. That's why I urge people always to go for joy and not happiness. Happiness is momentary. Momentary. But joy comes out of the belly. Whether things are moving well, as you desire, as you propose or not, the joy of the Lord remains your strength. They started murmuring, Moses, why did you ask us to go? We would have remained eating cucumber, garlic, and ginger. Why? See how we just die. No one of us will be buried. Why? Look at the Red Sea. How do we cross over this sea? Moses turned to God. I pray for you. Coming to church this morning signifies you turning to God. And they never got disappointed. Their enemies never prevail over them. Turning to God and say, Father, look at the problem that we tell us here. God said, don't stop. Keep moving. From today, I declare over your life, nothing in life is permitted to stop you. In the name of Jesus. Failure is not an option for a child of God. Don't stop again. Keep moving. Keep moving. Say, tell them, keep moving. Don't stop. What does that don't stop mean? Don't consider the situation you're seeing now. I am above it. Ask Moses, what is in your hand? Moses said, the rod. That was the rod with which he was attending to his father-in-law's cattle before God. He came in contact with God. God said, lift it. That rod you see in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Stretch it forth over that problem. Whenever any problem confronts you, present Jesus before him. Lift it over and tell the people to move forward. And that singular obedience, prompt obedience. God said, as I'm talking to you, stretch forth your hand. Prompt obedience. Now obedience. He did exactly. He never asked questions. How will it be now? We are not talking to God, we are talking about the race. Look at our enemy. But God said, stretch forth thy rod towards the problem. And he did obey. And what was the result? He got a positive result. From today, it is only positive result that is permitted in your life. Amen. Permitted in your family. Amen. Permitted in your health. Amen. Permitted in your business. Permitted in your marriage. In the name of Jesus Christ. No situation anymore will cause you to run helter-skelter. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because of the presence of God in your life. His residence. You are a carrier of God, the Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, is residing just inside of us. Inside of us. How mighty he is yet in us. And that's why, don't ever think of failure. Because you don't belong to the category of people that fail. Don't think of premature death. Because Jesus died that you may have life and have it in abundance. Don't think that you are stagnated because it is impossible for you to be tied down. I declare every of God's word, keep manifesting, operating, and functioning in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Number two, their foot were never worn out. Their foot were never worn out. Let's open our Bible to Deuteronomy 29. Verse 5. Their shoes. They never outgrew their shoes. Deuteronomy 29, verse 5. Please, let's open our Bible. The faithfulness of God unto his people. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 5. Are we there? 29, verse 5. Can we read together? And I have led you 40 years. In that what? Please, are we reading? Let's start, take again. And I have led you 40 years in there. Your clothes are not waxing old upon, and thy shoe is not waxing old upon thy. Exodus 8, 3 and 4. Exodus 8, 3 and 4. Exodus 8, 3 and 4. Let's read verse 3 and 4 of Exodus 8. And the river shall bring forth fruit abundantly, and thou shalt go up and come into thy house, and into thy bedchamber, and upon thy bed, into the house of thy servant, and upon thy people, and into thy what? Ovens, and into thy kneading trough. And the frog shall come up both on thee and upon thy people and upon all thy servants. This was the word of curse upon the Egyptians. How terrible God pronounces to them that none of them, including their servant, main servant and maid servant, none of them will escape out of this punishment. Meanwhile, Miracle, calamity was taking place. Tragedy was taking place. Negative experiences and occurrences in the camp of the Egyptian. Meanwhile, the camp of God's people, the covenanted people of God, God said, 40 years, imagine a 40 years old man or woman, a child that is a year old, wearing same shoe, same dress. As you're growing, the thing was growing along with you. Shoes was growing along with them. For 40 years, they were in the wilderness. They never lacked raiment nor footwear. God provided for their very needs. God never forsook them. God never abandoned them. The eyes of God was constantly upon them, watching over them, before them, behind them, prevented every evil from attacking and afflicting them. God said, imagine, when you were there in 40 years of moving from the land of Egypt to the land I promised to you, did any of you lack? No one lacked. Let's be upstanding. Of God for you and I. In the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32b, he said, those that do know their God shall be what? Shall be strong and shall do exploits in the face of adversity, in the face of challenges of life, in the face of problems. They shall be strong. And the book of Proverbs said, when you fail, when you give up, when you become tired, when you become weary, when you become backslide because of a particular challenge, because of some challenges, thy strength is small. That means your knowledge about the bigness of God, your knowledge about the excellency of his name, your knowledge about the almightiness of our God is small. You don't know him. Those that know him, their situations, as long as I'm aside the Almighty God, it is impossible for this world, for this thing not to manifest, though it may tarry. Hold on to God. Hold on to his word. He said, just a little while. In Hebrews chapter 10, 36 and 37, he that will come and will not what? And will not tarry. He makes all things beautiful in his own time. God doesn't walk with our time. Until we know and walk in the knowledge of that. He makes all things beautiful. He never comes late to handle every situation. Whenever that is done, that is the appropriate time, the accurate time, the right time for it to be done. And at the end, all those who have gainsaid over those situations will come back rejoicing. I declare today, may Shekinah glory never leave you, never leave your work, never leave your business, never leave your health, never leave your family, never leave your children, never leave your spouse. In the name of Jesus, anywhere you are, he's there. Because he said, I honored my word more than my name. He's there with you. No matter how you hear of evil. In the book of Psalms 91, verse 7, what does he say? He said, 1,000 may fall at thy side, and 10,000 by thy right hand side. But be rest assured, none shall come near thee. Why? We have all escaped. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, we have escaped out of evil. We have escaped out of trouble. We have escaped out of calamities. And I declare that this word of assurance remain resident to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, my Father, by the word of life, I key in into your will, into your plan, into your purpose for my life, for my family. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the word of assurance, I key in into your word that changeth not, into your word that never fails. Father, as I key into your word, I am secured, I am protected, I am shielded in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, no weapon fashioned against me, my family, my business, my head shall prosper, because Shekinah glory is before me, behind me, around me, in the name of Jesus Christ.
my father, in the name of Jesus, I am unstoppable. I am unkillable. I am indomitable. Father, by your word, that never fail, I can't be limited in life. I can't be stagnated in life. No more retardation. No more shame. No more mockery. No more heaviness. No more pain in my life. No more pain in my heart. No more pain in my finance. In the name of Jesus. My father, by the prevailing word of God, I am who God said I am. Because he's in me and I in him. That declares and establishes that I am made. I am not a failure. I'm not a failure. I can't be defeated. God on my side have secured all of his promises for my life. Oh God, any power contending with your glory in my life, with your glory for my family, die in the name of Jesus. Every contention, every opposition from the pit of hell, from the kingdom of darkness, from witches, from wizards, from occultic men, from marine powers, from ancestral powers, fighting, contending, meditating, opposing your plan for my life and family. All your power, I command you now, die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus Christ. My father, any power for the kingdom of darkness that I vow that I will not go far in life. In the name of Jesus, I am not your candidate. I therefore command you, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, by fire, in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you now, be over, be over, be over, be over, be over, in the name of Jesus. Every power of devourer, devouring my finance, devouring my joy, devouring our world, your end has come. By the authority of heaven, backing me up. Disappear by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God declares in the book of Matthew chapter 15 verse 13. The Bible says, and Jesus answered and said, every plant not planted by my heavenly Father shall be rooted up. Any evil plantation, strange plantation, in form of sickness, in form of projection, in form of concussion, in form of libation, in form of enchantment, spells, cauldrons, whatever thing they have done, and wherever it is positioned,
whether physically or spiritually, visibly or invisibly, in the heavenlies, in the moon, in that, in the star, in the galaxies, in the hemispheres, whatever thing the enemy has projected that God never permitted in my body, this morning, by the authority of heaven backing me up, remember we are carriers of God. I command you, evil plantation. Oh yeah, be rooted. Be rooted. Be rooted. Some people, there is a plantation of poverty. That's all. No matter what you do, it never works. It never works. So plantation of sicknesses. No matter what you do, it never works. In fact, presently, there's a situation in one of these programs, this program, that people came. When the man came first, and the person that brought him told me that somebody came. So I saw the man. That was on Wednesday. And I was talking with the man. Because of nothing, everything was working very well. Even from the side of the wife when I met with her. Everything was. But as soon as they came together, and God told them, and when I told them, say yes, I said it was on your wedding gift that the enemy pinpointed. There was evil gift given that evil received. And two of them confirmed. You know the thing? The man, when he's walking, their power is working with him. You see the power, only him is in the power. They say, stop the business. He stopped the business. And he met this, the more you look, the less you see pastors. They have wrecked that family. What I'm telling you, they say it is a husband, spirit wife. When the man, where the wife go? They say the wife. Your husband has spirit wife. When the man go, they say your wife. Confusion everywhere. At the end, they now told them, what they say now that the wife will never born. I was touched. Do you know at the time, I don't know how God and Satan entered into this man of God. They told him, I said, the best thing. Now entered also the doctor. Said the best thing for all the things people are going through in this marriage. I asked him, how old? How many years married? 5 years only. And they told him, the only thing that people can survive all these problems, you, the man, he has sold everything he had, is for them to go and remove the wife womb. And they removed the wife womb. I said, what came over you people? He said, they said that is the only solution. And when they went to hospital, I said, they program it. The man of God and the doctor is working with the medical doctor. And your wife stayed like this. 5 years. Hell and hearty. Which church have people been going before? He said, they were deeper lifers. But when the problem became too much, they have to step out and started looking for solution. And I said, they now just agree. He said, pastor, they said, that is the only thing. That is only. I said, okay, if that is the thing. They are not even looking for picking again. I said, wow. With a full grown man in 5 years. And when I told them it was the result of the gift, the man said yes. As the wife came on Friday, he said yes. We'll notice it. Immediately I touched a particular thing, the thing shook my body. Since that time, I have never been the same. Lift your hands. Anything, whether in your house. I've told us a man that came, and God told me that it was the television that was in his hand that enemy had programmed and using to monitor his life. The television, in fact, that was when this new plasma, you know, Chigoze, that was when this new plasma came out newly. He bought it very big. As I told him, he started praying, enter his house. He was just sitting, finished eating. I was talking with his house. Television, very brand new. Bam! Before them, no light. The television scattered. God bought dot pieces, just like that. But the man is restored. He went to Port Harcourt prison. It was in prison that I saw him face to face. When they came for a program, God opened my eyes. I told the woman, I saw him, why are these tears on you? Why are you shedding tears? I've not started church. There was nothing like divine encounter ministry. I was attending my church redeem. But God was doing his work. I said, what tears? I saw tears. The woman wasn't physically crying. She started weeping. And I told her, go, where is your house? She told me, I went to the house. I said, I will come. And I went with my husband. He said, as I'm talking to you now, my husband is in Port Harcourt prison. The boy, Akachukwu, that he was carrying, was 10 months. He said, my husband have not seen this boy. He got imprisoned when I was still pregnant with this boy. And I asked her, when are you going to visit him in Port Harcourt prison? She said, on Monday. That was on a Saturday. She said on Monday, she normally sent food to him. And I told her, I said, I will go with you when you're going on Monday. I bought books. one of Benin Hebrew, I believe in miracle. And the part and Ketrikumas also, I believe in miracle. I put it. When we went to the place that I call prison Pundu, the we queue up. I was with her following her sheepishly. They not asked her to test the food. They say I came with her. They say me too, she tests the food. I've not seen the man, you have not seen me. In fact, that was the second time I met the woman. And when he come, she not went. When we went in, the husband, they called the husband now. The husband now said, he now told the husband that there is one woman, a redeemed woman, we just talk about your case. She followed me. I was hearing when two of them were talking. They are telling the man, you have 30 minutes to go. Anyway, they talk fast. So he now said, where the woman? I was hearing them. We had to go shift there for them to talk. The man now came out. I pray with the man. I said, you believe? And they are born again. You know them. Chigos, they know him. I said, you believe in God? Yes. I said, you believe miracles? I said, I'll give you the books. The two books, the same thing, but by two different authors. I said, go to the head his hand. And God told him that Monday that before the end of that week, you're going to come out of the prison. When I finished that word, I heard God say, tell him. At the time, the flesh wanted to, after I left him, say, how can you say before the end of, how will it happen? I said, I rebuke you, Satan. I left this. Even we are talking, he said, oh God, yeah, go inside. The Tuesday, I was to take digging deep in my church. I think we had one I called. All of us were in redeem. When we are going, it's not that the wife called me. Say, hey, mommy, wait. I say, no, I am the one taking digging deep in my church. I can't. He said, wait, I called her. She was walking. And I told her, I said, please, in case I come late, you people should cover me. Cover me. Oh. And I said, I cannot wait. We are going to church. We are on the way. Going towards Moby. You know what? He said, do you know that my husband, guess what? I said, who gets anything? We just know. He said, my husband is released. A deputy controller entered by that Monday. He said, they came on Saturday. That on Saturday I was in a house. You know, went to the office for us. On Monday, now I reported. Meanwhile, it was that Monday we went and was searching and saw his chigos. The man is from Iglita. I said, there's nothing tangible. How come? The power of God overtook the man. He came and said, call your lawyer. Do you have a lawyer? I said, call your lawyer to come and bail you out now. That's that by Tuesday, the man came out of prison. Today he's in jail. He has bought so many properties. So many properties. Was telling me over more than, say he has 8 plots of land. His ministry waxing strong at Aba. You know what? The 45 million they duped him. How did he get to Port Harcourt prison? The man was a very social, very jovial man. He went to this Reverend Father at Siwa, borrowed him 17 million. Because of they just duped him like this. As they duped him, before he realized it, it was these scammers. So it was the Reverend Father people. You know Reverend Father? Their members honor them. That so he looked finished, he won't go holler. And the man was from Ghana. They put him there. But God saw his innocency. He did it in the morning and went. Enter, possess the man. Say, call your, you have a lawyer, say, call your lawyer now to come and bail you. And when he was living inside, he was afraid. I told him, I said, I was praying, and God said, don't be afraid. That money will be forgotten. The ones he will give it to your hand, look at according to how you owe people, apart from the 17 million. Say, God said, don't hide because you're innocent. He will fight that battle. Do you know, even the Reverend Father at the time told him, forget the money. Had a meeting with some of the church head at night of the church saying, leave him. Something told me, I realize now that this man is free. That morning, he never paid. Anybody he want to pay, 500,000, 200,000, 50,000, they say, leave Jesus, they don't pay. That was her, that man, that 45 million, he never paid a dime. Why? Shekinah glory arose on his behalf. I see God arising on your behalf. Yeah. He deserves God. Any miracle you have heard God did in the life of anyone, he can repeat it. It can be repeated in another person's life. God is not a racist. God is not tribalistic. God is not partial. You see, whatever I have done before, I'm always ready, capable, and prepared to do it again. Lift your hand. Today, it is your turn. It is your turn. It is your turn. That your joy may be full. Say, Father, remember me this morning for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember me for good this morning. In this week of resurrection,
Show forth yourself. Everything dead in my life, dead in my marriage, let it receive life. 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 Whatever. Whatever. No functioning, no working, as God has destined it. Receive the power. Power of resurrection. This is a week of celebration. This is a week of jubilation. Therefore, Father, I declare everyone and every family under the sound of my voice this morning remembered for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remember for good in the name of Jesus. Your family remember for good. Your marriage remember for good. Your fruitfulness remember for good. Your finance remember for good. Your health remember for good. Your children remember for good. Your spouses remember for good. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe, can I hear you shout a louder amen?
Amen.
It is done.